when it comes to the forum, you asked the board about the idea. What made you want to get involved in this?
My husband asked me the same thing. Because I don't think the taxpayers of Lee County are getting all of the information.
How do you go about changing that? What do you see this forum being about?
Just an informational meeting where the taxpayers can be given the cost of, like, the 19 buildings, the upkeep on them, compared. I want to try to figure out, too, how many square footage we would need for a brand new courthouse to hold all of these offices, and give them a comparison, I guess I want to say, between the two, what it's costing the taxpayers now to provide for those 19 buildings, which some of those won't have to go into the new courthouse. And just bring them up to date on what they're spending their tax dollars on.
Kind of the idea of, okay, this is what you're spending right now with the two offices split. If we took it back to normal, this would be B.
Right.
If we put all of it's the administrative services in one building, in one location, this would be C.
Yes.
That's kind of how you're picturing
it. That's what I'm picturing it at doing.
One of the things, too, you really stressed, you wanted a neutral location.
Right.
Not Keokuk, not Fort Madison.
Why? Yes. Why? Because you have two supervisors from Keokuk. You have three from the north area, and they all want it in their own towns. I want it in a neutral location where people will feel comfortable coming from Keokuk, coming from Fort Madison, coming from Houghton, coming from Weaver. I want it in a neutral location where we're not saying, okay, let's put it in Keokuk. No, let's put it in Fort Madison. Let's put it in a neutral location. Let's put this forum in a neutral location where people will all have to travel.
I guess the final thing is, how do you get people there? I mean, you're one of the only people that comes. I mean, I'm at these meetings. You're one of the only people
here.
How do you get people to come to such an important meeting?
Well, we're just going to have to get it out by word of mouth through the media. I think word of mouth, letting them know, if you as a media put it in the media, in the paper, what we're trying to do, I think we're going to spark more interest. Because people don't have the money nowadays to have their taxes raised. But if they knew why and what it was going to save in the long run, I think they'll come out.
I guess my final question on this, too, would be, would you like this to end in a public vote on the future of the county seat situation?
Yes, I would. I would like to see a public vote. I would like to see the taxpayers be able to vote on this. Now, it was voted on back in 74, I believe, and it failed. But there was a little problem I've heard in that vote, and I was going to look that up. In fact, the one gentleman said he thought he had an article on it. But I think if the people know the truth and the figures, I think they would have a better mind how they want to vote.